a helpful teacher. Hello, my name is Matthew. I'm 11 years old. When I grow up, I want to be a soccer player. Hello, my name is Joe. I'm 10 years old. When I grow up, I want to be a businessman. Hello, my name is Ben. 10 years old. When I grow up, I want to be a teacher.
Hello, my name is Alan. I'm 9 years old. When I grow up, I want to be a dentist.
Aren't they great? Yeah. I like seeing some of you moving along to the beat. That's good. Well, as I get ready for the second half, I'm going to take this time to tell you a little bit more about childcare worldwide. We are currently working in 9 countries around the world. And once again, our mission is to go into those 9 countries and provide children with the chance of an education as well as the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because we believe if they have those two things, that will ensure them for a better future. Children just like Justine and Bazania, a young boy and girl who were orphaned at a very early age. Both of their parents passed away due to AIDS, leaving them all alone in a little house. And it wasn't until long after that that some men entered that house and they kicked the children out because there was no one to speak up for them, so they were able to kick the children out and they tore down that house and they used the land for fields and crops for themselves, but leaving these two children out alone in the dangerous, busy streets. A little after, a poor neighbor woman took in these two children, but things weren't much better, because at night, the children would share a mat on the floor using their old mother's clothes as blankets. When it rained, they would huddle in the corner because the roof leaked. And a lot of times, Justine and Bazania wondered what would happen when this woman passed away, or the same thing that happened before happened, or who would even speak up for them. But luckily, one of our coordinators found these two children, and he asked Justine and Bazania to show him where they were living, and they took him to the fields of what once was their house, and they explained what had happened in their past. They also explained that their parents had both passed away, and Justine talked about how her and her brother liked to linger by the graveyard, reminiscing of being a complete family. But through all that, hope came for these children. Hope in the form of sponsorship. Someone just like you sponsored these two children. We were able to take them into one of our homes where they were given a place to live. They were given food to eat. They were given an education. But most importantly, they were given the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, these children were now given the tools necessary they needed to succeed. And even the next slide is my favorite. This is Justina Bazania right now. So I got this picture like a month ago. And this is them. And they're finishing up high school, working on their goals and dreams. And none of this would have been possible without people like you reaching out to children saying, I care and I want to invest in something greater than myself. And so, yeah, it's super exciting, Justine and Bazania. And that is what this choir is about. We're here to share that need with you. That this is one story of thousands of children around the world. And not all of them have an extreme of a story as Justine and Bazania. But there still are many children out there looking for the opportunity to receive an education or even the gospel of Jesus Christ that may be unknown to them. And so that's what this is about. And you can have the opportunity today to be involved in sponsorship. And I'll tell you a little bit later how you can be involved in that process of sponsorship. But for now, let's bring back out the Ugandan Kids Choir.
Church. My name is Shamim and I'm the music director of Ugandan Kids Choir. We are so happy to be here. Thanks for coming to this morning service to watch the kids minister to the Lord. I'm breathing so hard because I'm so happy. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes. The next item we are going to perform is entitled Omugudo. Repeat after me, Omugudo. Omugudo. I can't hear you. Yes. Omugudo is a celebrational item, traditional celebration item, from the central part of Uganda. It is performed by the Baganda people. It is performed mainly by the men in the palace. By performing Omugudo, they are celebrating harvest, birth of twins, birth of a princess, birth of a prince, conquering other communities and making them part of Buganda, among many reasons. By performing Omugudo, the Buganda people are calling all communities in Buganda to come and celebrate with them. It is called Omugudo because of the full drum set. Each time the drums sound, they say gudo, 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 just like you will be hearing. Enjoy Omugudo from the central part of Uganda.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Welcome back from the central part of Buganda. Ladies and gentlemen, tighten your seat belts and allow me to drive you all the way to the southwestern part of Uganda. The next item we are going to perform is entitled Ekizino. Repeat after me, Ekizino. Ekizino is a social dance. It's performed by the Bachiga people. It is called Ekizino because the word Ekizino means dance. So from today onwards, when you go back home, tell your friends and family, those who didn't come, all right? Tell them we watched Ekizino. And if they say, what's that? Then you say, Google it. All right. So the Bachiga live along the Rift Valley of East Africa. And they are farmers. They keep cattle. And they dig along the Rift Valley. So one day the Bachiga had to celebrate. Just like you, my friends, sometimes you make bonfires. So they had to celebrate what God had given them. By that I mean harvest. They got many cows, lots of milk, many cows, and many crops. So as they were celebrating, they have this special type of porridge. It's called enturire. Say enturire. Yes. So once you take enturire and you take too much of enturire, you become so happy. So they were so happy. Then one gentleman had a burning question. He said, ladies and gentlemen, we work so hard every day, moving up and down the mountainous areas. But between men and women, who works harder? So I always pose a question back to my friends. You, my friends, okay? Here in Maine, between men and women, who works harder? You see, that's your answer. It's not mine. So, an argument came up. One side was saying men work harder, and another side was saying, no, it is women. Then one of them said, let's stop arguing, you see. Let's make it a competition. Let's dance and see who works harder. But then they realized everybody was dancing, everybody was singing, everyone was freestyling. Then another one said, no, we all can't accept that someone is the best. Let's make it uniform. The one who jumps high and cracks the ground is the one who works harder. Why? Because that person is more energetic and stronger. So that day they jumped as they danced, and eventually the winner was crowned. The next time they went back, someone said, yeah, you were the best last time. Today I'll show you I'm the best. So each time they would socialize, they would do Ekizino. Eventually, new motifs and songs were made. And with time, Ekizino dance was formed. Enjoy Ekizino from the southwestern part of Uganda.
Oh,
All right, so now we're going to let the kids catch their breath. And we're going to show a short little video, especially with all the high energy and joy the kids bring. A lot of times we forget of the harsh realities that are going on in this world around us. So let's watch this video.
Children are children, no matter where they live. They love to smile, tell secrets, play games, sing songs. But for many children, life is difficult. And most days, there isn't anything to smile about. They are young and should have a future filled with hope. But living a life of poverty isn't a lot to hope for. Instead of going to school, they work hard just to survive. Some of them are exploited as cheap labor. Working day in and day out, there isn't a lot to hope for. Some children are thankful if they get just one meal a day. And without enough to eat, there isn't a lot to hope for. Some children are orphans. They have lost their mom or dad, or both, to AIDS. They've been abandoned. They are all alone. They should have someone to put them to bed at night and sing songs to them while they fall asleep. But without a mom or dad, there isn't a lot to hope for. All over the world, children live without the most basic human rights: clean water, food, a secure home. They should have a way to go to school, to receive an education that will give them a future filled with hope, and put an end to poverty for good. But without an education, there isn't a lot to hope for. Children are children no matter where they live, but for many children, there isn't a lot to hope for. For many children, life feels hopeless.
So where is their hope? In much of the developing countries around the world, corruption and poverty forces families to choose between providing food for the children or providing education. Not both. And so without education, though, children aren't able to achieve their God-given potential. So ask, where is their hope? You can help by changing that, by giving children a hope and a future through education and through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what we have. We have these that are called passports. Some of them are in some of the pews. And these are children looking to be sponsored. And by sponsoring a child, your child would get to receive an education with tuition, books, and uniforms, all paid for in full. And it goes up into trade school or even university so that they're employable and able to provide for themselves. And along with that, with our unique program, children receive individual attention from a local church member where they hear the gospel on a regular basis. And they learn good Christian values, just like Proverbs 22:6 tells us, to train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. So just like Diana here, she's sponsored, and all these kids are, but her goal and dream is to become a high school teacher, to not only receive an education, but give back to other children as well. And so that's just something really cool and encouraging. And you have the opportunity. We have out at, in the lobby, a table as well. And it's just $40 a month, a little more than a dollar a day. If you go to like Starbucks every day, it's cheaper. Or for a couple going out to eat for one night, that essentially could pay for a child's education for a full month. So I just want to encourage you to think about that, and if the Holy Spirit is tugging on your hearts to sponsor a child, or if you have any questions, feel free to talk to one of us. Right now, though, we're going to be taking a love offering, and that's what the envelopes were also in the pews. And that doesn't go directly to this choir. It goes to Child Care Worldwide as a whole and meets the basic needs of children. Pastor Dan, come up and pray over that. And as he comes up here, I just want to thank all of you for coming out. Thank you to the host families that have opened up their homes and those that have provided meals. It's been such a blessing. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Hey, we're glad to have you. We really are. Aren't you glad they came all the way to Maine? All the way to Maine. Do you like Maine?
Yes.
You do? Good. Well, we're your brothers and your sisters. Did you know that? You knew that. I know you did. We're your brothers and your sisters here in the United States. By the way, who can jump the highest? I saw some of you. I You guys really jump. That's awesome. Well, at this time, we're going to take up a love offering. Let me explain. When they come, sometimes when organizations come, they ask us for like $3,000, and then we have to supply the $3,000. So they don't ask for that. They come in what they call a love offering. Whatever we give them, they're grateful for whatever we give them. So if you'd like to help the kids, ask you to give today. And if you would, if you're going to make out a check, make it out to Messiah Christian Church. Make it out to the church. And we're going to just make one check to them from our church. Or if you'd like to give cash, whatever is easiest for you. But make your checks out to Messiah Christian Church. So let's pray as we give. And as they have blessed us, let's be a blessing back to them. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father God, we just thank you for these children. I thank you for this ministry, God. And Lord, I thank you that you sent the kids here. They've been an encouragement to us, God. And Lord, as they have encouraged us, Lord, I pray that we can bless them. And Lord, just thank them, God, for coming all the way up to Maine. We ask, God, as we give today, may it honor you. We give by faith. And Lord, we ask you to provide not only for us, but Lord, provide for these children in this ministry. We thank you now. In Christ's name I pray. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Can we have the ushers come up?
Thank you.
Aren't they great? So, Mary, would you mind coming up and praying for us today? And, you know, one of the things I see the peace these kids have? See the joy they have? It's awesome, amen, to see such peace and joy in these children. And we know the reason they have it, amen? They have it because of Jesus Christ, amen? And I just want to say to you, if you're here today and you see these kids and you wish you had what they had, I want to tell you, you can have it. But the only way you're going to have it is through Jesus Christ. So as you're leaving today, I'm going to stay here and Mary will stay here. If you don't have that peace and joy, we're just going to stay here and we'll be more than welcome to pray with you. So as you leave, just know we're here. We love you guys, and we want to pray for each of you. So in closing, let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Get to know the kids, and downstairs there's fellowship. Please stay and have coffee and donuts with us. We'd love to meet you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we just thank you for this morning, God. It's been a great day. Lord, your love is so good. Your life, God, you want to give your people life. And Lord, we just come today and we ask, God, that you would fill us with your life too, Lord. That we would know peace and joy that only you can give us, God. As we leave here, God, may we honor you in everything we do. May we live for you and may we live surrendered before you. In Jesus' name I pray. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. God bless you.